this is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm David Byrd reporting. President-elect Donald Trump says he will dissolve his controversial charitable foundation to avoid even the appearance of a conflict of interest. Trump said in a statement Saturday that his foundation has done enormous good works over the years in contributing millions of dollars to what he called countless worthy groups. He said that, given conflicts of interest, he would pursue philanthropic efforts in other ways, but he didn't elaborate. The foundation is under investigation in New York for violating state laws against self-dealing, where nonprofit leaders use charities for their own benefit. A spokeswoman for the New York Attorney General's office said that Trump cannot dissolve the foundation while an investigation is ongoing. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu lashed out at U.S. President Barack Obama on Saturday, accusing him of a shameful move at the United Nations over West Bank settlements. Netanyahu said Israel rejected a resolution in the Security Council that got the green light after the United States abstained. He said the decision taken at the UN was part of the swan song of the old world biased against Israel. We are entering a new era, and as the U.S. President-elect Donald Trump said yesterday, this is going to happen much quicker than people think. Although the U.S. opposes the settlements in Palestinian areas, it has traditionally used its veto power as a permanent member of the Security Council to block similar resolutions. For more on these stories, please visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Christians from around the world gathered in Bethlehem in the West Bank to celebrate Christmas on Saturday. Robert Berger was among those who gathered at Manger Square for the celebration.
Palestinian Boy and Girl Scouts kicked off Christmas Eve celebrations here in Bethlehem with a festive march through Manger Square. It was a mixture of nationalism and religion. The marchers carried Palestinian flags as they passed a giant Christmas tree in front of the ancient Church of the Nativity. Pilgrims from around the world watched the festivities and also spent some solemn prayer time at the Grotto of the Nativity, where tradition says Jesus was born. Robert Berger for VOA News, Bethlehem.
Pope Francis urged Christians to celebrate the birth of Jesus by thinking about the plight of modern children, including those caught in war, famine, and those who are never allowed to be born. In a packed St. Peter's Basilica, Francis urged his flock to reflect on how today's children are not allowed to live peacefully, but must hide underground to escape bombardment or to suffer in the bottom of a boat overloaded with migrants. On Sunday, Francis delivers his fourth Christmas message to the faithful gathered in St. Peter's Square in Rome. Russian and Syrian fighter planes continued airstrikes in rebel-held areas Saturday, with at least five people killed west of Aleppo. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said airstrikes on the town of Atareb west of Aleppo killed five people. An activist-based Aleppo media center said the airstrikes had killed seven. Residents and rebels said Russian and Syrian jets also staged heavy airstrikes on rebel-held parts of southern and western Aleppo. At least eight airstrikes also targeted towns in rebel-held Idlib province. The Philippines is bracing for the arrival of a powerful typhoon on Christmas Day. The U.S. military's Joint Typhoon Warning Center said Nok 10, or Nina, was a super typhoon with sustained winds of 240 kilometers per hour. The Philippine Weather Bureau said the storm should have maximum winds near 170 kilometers per hour when it makes landfall. Philippine weather officials are predicting a storm surge of 2.5 meters in parts of the country, along with heavy rains and flooding. The storm is expected to continue to move west and pass over the Manila area by Monday. For more on these stories, log on to our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.